Ephesians chapter number 6, and I'll begin reading at verse number 10. He said, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." That's as far as I want to read for sake of reading. And I'll get back to part of this verse, or these verses, here in a little bit. But I want to just bring the thought out from verse number 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. He's talking about the saints of God, the saved, the children of God. When He refers to them as my brethren, that's what God's people are, specifically the men, brethren. The ladies that are saved, they are our sisters in Christ. But I want to look at the sons of God in the book of Ephesians and what God said about the sons of God in the book of Ephesians. In chapter number 1, I want us to look at the sons of God and what God said about us. He calls us in verse number 1, the faithful in Christ Jesus. The faithful in Christ Jesus. In verse 3, He said, "He hath blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ." Amen. I mean, we are blessed. Amen. Blessed. He hath blessed us with all spiritual blessing. Now, that's more than you and I could comprehend. I've often said this. I've heard many other preachers say this. We don't tack in to the blessings of God like that God has truly given unto us. Many a time, there's much more waiting for the child of God than what we really grab hold of in this life. Amen. God has said He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Not just in this earth, but in heavenly places. Amen. He hath chosen us. We should be holy and without blame in verse number 4 before Him in love. The sons of God without blame and holy. God wants us to live a holy life. God wants us to live a life without blame. Amen. The world should not be able to point their finger at us and say, "Look at them." Amen. I'm not talking about us putting up our nose and saying that we're better than everybody else. Oh, no. We're just a bunch of sinners that have gotten saved. Amen. Amen. But now that we are the sons of God, God wants us to live holy. Amen. He told us in one place, "Be holy, for I'm holy." He said, "Be perfect as I am perfect." Now, I'll tell you, choke that one down. Amen. God wants us to be mature Christians. Amen. Desiring the sincere milk of the Word. He hath predestinated us in verse 5. Now, don't get worried about what he says right there. That's not saying that he chose you and left you. He's saying from the foundation of the world, God meant for you to be like His Son. Amen? That's right. God wants man to be saved. You know that? God wants all men to be saved. The Bible says such. Who will have all men to be saved? From the foundation of the world, it was God's will that all men would be saved. I believe that. But He had predestinated us to the adoption of children. Amen. He's adopted us into His family by Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption. We've been redeemed. Amen. In verse 7, we're the sons of God, redeemed. What Brother Carl was talking about, testifying about this morning, our sins, listen, they're not in the sea, they're gone. Amen, they're gone. They've been paid for. You and I have been redeemed. The children of Israel gave sacrifices year after year to put off their sin, to put off their sin for another year. It was just put off. And then if they died after they had made sacrifice to the Lord by the shedding of an innocent lamb or a bullock, they did what God wanted them to do as Israelites. And so their sin was put off and they were reserved in where? Paradise, the Bible lets us know. Amen. When Christ died at Calvary, amen, He led, the Bible said, led captivity captive. He went down to paradise and got all them that had been died in faith and took them to heaven. Now, the sons of God, listen, when we die, our sins are gone. They're not put off. Amen. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. The sons of God, redeemed, amen. God hath abounded toward us all wisdom. Amen. He hath made known unto us the mystery of His will. We're not blinded, amen. We are the sons of God. In chapter number 2, we are the saved of God. He said in chapter 2, verse 1, and you hath He quickened. That means He's made us alive. Amen. Alive. We were dead in trespasses and sin. You was lost. You was dead. We were dead men walking. Do you know that? Dead in trespasses and sin. I didn't know what living was till I got saved. And you hath He quickened. Amen. He's made us alive. He's saved us, amen, by His grace. But God, in verse 4, who is rich in mercy for His great love, amen. Thank God. In verse 6, it says He hath raised us up together and made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ. Saved. That's our position in Christ. Amen. You and I are as good as seated in heaven tonight. Amen. And that's our position. We are seated in heavenly places. Our names in the book of life. Amen. It's as good as you and I are already there. I'm not trying to be saved. I'm not being saved. I'm saved. Amen. You're saved by God's amazing grace. The Bible said in verse 8, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship. Saved, amen. Saved. That's chapter number 2. You go right on in chapter number 2. Amen. He brought us nigh by His blood in verse 13. Amen. He made peace for us in verse 14. We are the house, the saints, the fellow citizens, amen, of the household of God in verse 19. We are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, amen. We're on a good foundation. Saved by God's grace. Amen. We are searching and seeking God in chapter number 3. Searching and seeking God. In verse number 8, he told us that unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. We're searching. Amen. We're seeking those unsearchable riches of Christ. You know, it'll take, the Bible said that in the ages to come, he might show unto us the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us. We're still looking, we hadn't found out just how good God is to us. Amen. We hadn't experienced just how good God can be to us. Amen. To know that you're a son of God. To know that you're saved. Amen. We're still seeking. Still looking. Looking for that blessed hope. Bible said, the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We're looking for that eternal purpose in verse number 11. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence. Amen. We've got confidence to come to him. Amen. Searching and seeking. We are the spiritual of God. In chapter 4, verse number 1, Paul said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you would walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. I, the prisoner of the Lord. Listen, Paul wasn't bound by chains to Christ. He's talking about being a free bondman. Are you listening to me? He said, I'm bound to Christ like a prisoner. Amen? What Christ had done for him, what the Lord had done for each of us. Amen? We should feel like a prisoner for him. We are the spiritual of God. In verse number 2, he said, with all lowliness and meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of spirit and the bond of peace. That's the spiritual person. Verse 4 through verse number 6, he said, there is one body and one spirit, even as you're called, in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Amen. We are the spiritual for God. Verse number 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. That's a spiritual gift. Do you know that? That God given unto us grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Verse number 14, he said, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things. Listen, we're the spiritual. Which means we don't believe just anything and everything coming down the road. He said, we're no more children tossed to and fro. Some of these preachers out here, listen, that may know a little bit of one of these perverted Bibles, they might get somebody young in the Lord kind of tore up about what they believe. But listen, if you're grown in the Lord, if you've been in this thing and you've got a relationship with Christ, you know the Word of God and you've spent time in prayer, they're not going to toss you to and fro. Amen. I know what's right and what's wrong. Amen. You do too. I know what the Bible says and I know who Jesus is. Amen. That's right. I know who the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost is. Amen. I know what His Word says. No man can convince me different. When I was young, I kind of tattered sometime between some beliefs. I might think this way and then I might think that way. I wasn't sure. But listen, when you grow spiritually, When you begin to grow spiritually, you get sound in faith. Amen? Sound in the faith. That's right. Sound in the faith. Like a little child, you could probably convince Adam's boy if you tried enough, if you got him away from mom and daddy, you could convince him that his last name isn't what it is right now. But you let him grow up in that house, there's no way you're going to convince him that he doesn't belong to that crowd. Are you listening? No more children tossed to and fro. I'm talking about being the spiritual. Verse 17, he tells us to walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. Don't live a vain life, amen. Don't live a fleshly life. Don't live a worldly life. Don't live a sinful life. God wants you and I to be spiritual. God wants you to be different. God don't want you walking like everybody else walks. Everybody else falls in line. Listen, you get in God's house. You do what God wants you to do. Amen. You become the child of God that God wants you to be. Amen. Be a part of the church of Jesus Christ. That's right. Praise the Lord. Verse number 18, he told us, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. That's talking about them other Gentiles. People there, understanding's darkened. He said, don't be like that. Be spiritual. They're alienated from the life of God. Don't be like that. You're saved. You've got the life of God flowing through you. Jesus said you've got a well of living water springing up in you. Amen. And everlasting life. He said the Spirit of God is within you. Amen. I'm talking about the spiritual of God. The submitted for God. That's in chapter number 5, verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Submit to Him and follow Him. Don't follow me. Don't follow another man. Follow God. Do what God says. Amen. You do what God says, you'll be submitted to Him. He said, draw nigh to God. God will draw nigh to you. Amen. Listen, the Lord tells us what to do. Amen. Tells us what to do. And just listen, just because people come to church don't mean they're following a man. God said this. God said, forsaken not the assembling of yourselves together as a manner of some is. He wants us all to be together. He wants God's people to be together. Amen. Now, if I start preaching something else besides this book and you just keep following me, then you're following man. Amen. But as long as I'm in this book, you're not here to follow me. You're here to follow the Lord. Amen. Followers of God. Amen. He tells us to walk in love as Christ has loved us. He told us to avoid fornication and uncleanness and not filthiness or foolish talking or jesting, which is not convenience, but rather the giving of thanks. Amen. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Be submitted to the Lord. He tells the great message on the home in this chapter. For husbands to submit to the Lord. Wives, submit to the husband. Children, submit to the parents. We're to submit. Amen. Chapter number 5. We're submitted. Chapter number 6 is where I wanted to get to. We are the soldiers of the Lord. He said in verse number 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. That means He enables us. Be strong in the Lord. Not my strength, not your strength. Strong in the Lord. God will enable us. Amen. God gives the increase. God makes us strong. Be strong in the Lord. That's the Lord God, our supreme authority. Amen. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. That's His great vigor. You know, they talk about the vigor of a man. That's his power. That's his strength. Well, this, when he said the power of His might, it's talking about the vigor of the Lord. Amen? Oh, yes. There's none. God's ability. That's His might, His ability. I said it this morning, some of them just done gone. If God wanted me to stand right outside with a sling and a stone, and I wound that sling up and slung that rock straight up in the air, I say if God wanted, if it had God's ability behind it, it could go anywhere in the world and knock anybody in the world straight between the eyes. And are you listening? Do you think that David, that was his ability? One little stone? Sunk? I mean sunk. I've been hit in the head with a rock pretty hard several times. You probably know that by just being around me a while. But I've never had a rock actually sink into the skull of my head. That stone was moving so fast, so hard. And that's why, because it had the power or the ability of God behind it. Amen. When David slung that stone toward that giant, it hit him and it sunk into his forehead. Sunk! Now, man, that's power. I'm telling you, that's power for a rock to hit a man that hard. And God's got more power than that. Hey, He could have made that rock go through him. I'm talking about the ability of God. God's ability. Listen, God flooded the earth in the days of Noah. God speaks and it is. Or it isn't. Amen? The power of the Lord. He said, be strong in the power of His might, in God's ability. Put on the whole armor of God. That means to invest in or to sink in to a garment. Put on the whole armor of God. I was looking at this the other day, Brother Mike. The whole armor of God. You and I, God wants us to be a fully armed soldier. He didn't say put on the armor. He said put on the whole armor. There's a difference in being an armed soldier and a fully armed soldier. God wants you and I to be a fully armed soldier. And He says it twice. He says in verse 11, put on the whole armor of God. In verse 13, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. God wants you to the full armor. As one writer said, the full armor of a heavily armed soldier. That's what God wants you and I to be. And He wraps us. He tells us. Why? Because we have an enemy. Amen? Because we'll stand against the wiles of the devil. That's his methods and his schemes and his plans. Amen? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Listen, you remember when they's somebody, maybe a person, evil standing in front of you. Remember, it's not them that you're fixing to wrestle really against. It's the principalities and the power of the air that's working inside a child of disobedience. The devil's behind it. Amen? God wants us to stand. He wants us to abide. Amen? that you may be able. In other words, that it may be possible for you to stand. It's possible for you to stand. You may think this is an impossible situation. No, it ain't. Listen, you're a fully armed soldier of God. All things are possible unto Him. Amen? That's what He said. All things are possible by His grace. Bless His name. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Verse 13, wherefore taking you the whole armor of God that you may be able, that it be possible. It's possible if you've got the whole armor on. Amen. You can withstand in the evil day. That's our day. Yes. We're in the evil day today. Listen, if Paul thought his day was the last day, we're at the very end of the last day. We're at the very end. I have thought since the end of the 80s, it can't get no worse than this. And it gets worse. And after the early 90s, I think there's no way it'd get any worse. And it got worse. The turn of the century, I don't know if how many of you, some of you may not have been here, but a lot of you were, what it was like. You think, it can't get no worse than this. It got worse. I mean, it's got worse fast. Fast. The world you and I know that I was raised up in as a boy, this is not the same world. It's nothing like it. It's nothing like it. It's nothing like it. The sunshine, even the air, seemed different back when I was a boy. Almost like a dream. Some of you, do you remember that? Some of you that are older than me, I can't imagine how sweet it was when you were children. You remember them days? What it was like just to step outside in the grass, growing, the sun shining, and all this mess. We didn't even hear about stuff like this. You didn't hear about it. Listen, God's got you and I here as soldiers for the last day. We are the sons of God. The saved of God, seeking God, the spiritual for God, the submitted to God, and we are the soldiers of God. Amen? That's what God wants you and I to be. Be His soldiers in the evil day to be able to stand. And He said it's possible. Put on the whole armor. And having done all to stand, stand. Tells us how to stand. Stand with God. Stand in the truth. Amen. Stand wrapped up in God's message, in God's peace, in God's power. Amen. Bless your heart. I hope this has been a blessing to you today. Everybody stand. I'm done.